We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Australia's national statisticians have been blasted for adopting radical gender theory by stating in new guidelines that a person's biological sex can change over a lifetime. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has also been criticised for not consulting with biologists before changing the way it defines men and women during surveys. In a new policy guiding how it records data for men and women, the ABS argues a person's sex, not just gender identity, can differ from their sex recorded at birth. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A Sydney businessman and convicted criminal believed to be Byron Bay's patient zero could be slapped with more charges as investigations continue into exactly when and where he travelled. The 52-year-old is understood to be remaining tight-lipped to both New South Wales Health contact tracers and police, who want to know about his movements in travelling from Sydney to Byron Bay. So steadfast is his refusal to talk, authorities have been unable to even determine exactly when he left his Rose Bay home or when he himself contracted COVID-19. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The Australian Defence Force has been called in to help Western Sydney RSL's mission to look out for veterans and war widows too proud to ask for help during the current lockdown. Blacktown RSL sub-branch volunteers, including some in their 80s, are teaming up with the troops and hunger relief charity Food Bank to pack, coordinate and deliver care packages to hundreds of our vulnerable war heroes. In the past 2 weeks, more than 200 care packages have been delivered across Sydney, containing food, clothes and blankets to prevent recipients from going cold and hungry. And in sport, Mark Scaife has urged the owner of the Bathurst 1000 blocking event to put his personal interests aside and allow the supercars showpiece to go ahead for the good of the nation. In an impassioned plea to save Australia's greatest car race, which is in doubt because of a contractual dispute, the V8 legend called on Bathurst Challenge owner Greg Evans to sign off on the COVID revised Bathurst 1000 date. Evans, a car enthusiast who runs a V8 ride company, could force the Bathurst 1000 to be cancelled for the first time in its 61-year history after booking the famous track for two consecutive weekends, even though his event runs over one weekend. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.